listening to Southern Command Network Radio Panama, your home away from home for information and entertainment.
Morning, I'm David Levesque. The Philippine military is on nationwide alert following a mutiny in the country's second largest island of Mindanao. Rebel troops there are believed to have seized control of two key cities. And AP's Robert Reed in Manila reports it could lead to another coup attempt against President Corazon Aquino.
Now it appears that there is a very serious mutiny going on in Mindanao, and therefore the assumption is that this could be the first stage in a plan ultimately to topple the Aquino government.
There have been rumors circulating during the past several weeks that a coup attempt was being organized and that it could start on Mindanao. The White House says it will have more to say later today about the tentative agreement on a new U.S.-Soviet arms treaty limiting conventional forces in Europe. Presidential spokesman Ron Fitzwater had a limited reaction, simply saying, great. The deal was announced in New York at a joint news conference by Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze and U.S. Secretary of State James Baker, who expressed satisfaction with the outcome of their talks.
I, too, am very pleased, and I think that it's fair to say that pending consultations with our allies, we have agreed in principle on all of the remaining, certainly all of the major remaining issues.
Secretary of State James Baker. The first big vote on that compromise deficit reduction plan comes today in the House, with the Senate likely to follow with a vote tomorrow. Wendell Dola reports President Bush has decided it's important enough that he has canceled the trip later so he can stay in Washington and lobby for passage.
The President canceled the political trip all guaranteed in 5-0.
And spending cuts should tell their constituents to blame him. Wendell Dover, AP Network News at the White House.
This is AP Network News. Believe it or not, the Red Sox have clinched it, the American League East Championship. Peter Thompson reports Boston won the title on the last day of the season, setting up a league playoff series with a...
It came down to the 162nd game of the year for Boston to do it, but they finally captured the American League East title, edging out Toronto, as they defeated the Chicago White Sox at Fenway Park by a final score of 3-1. Mike Boddicker gets the victory, with Tom Bernanke's triple the key hit of the game, as well as making a spectacular diving catch for the last out. Boston now gets ready to host the Oakland A's Saturday night at Fenway, with a matchup of aces, Roger Clemens versus Dave Stewart. Again, Boston wins the American League East by defeating Chicago by a final score of 3-1. Peter Thompson, Boston.
Automakers say sales of North American-made cars and trucks dropped 3.7% in late December. The decline caps the worst crop of the year since 1983. The industry was struggling back in the dark days of the early 80s. Domestic car sales and their car sales dropped 10.4%. The Bush administration says the Persian Gulf base
for American hostages being held in Kuwait and Iraq are beginning to send messages to the captives through the Voice of America radio network. The taped messages are being aired by the VOA during its morning news program. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
It's actually a sad commentary on the Iraqi government that American families can only communicate with their loved ones through radio messages.
About 100 of the Americans have been detained by Iraqi authorities. Some have been taken to military installations to deter a potential U.S. military attack. George Geta, AP Network News, at the State Department.
Make no mistake, Wisconsin has not jumped on the executioner's bandwagon. And just so no one would think he had received the death penalty because he missed a committee meeting last week, Green Bay Alderman Guy Zima is requesting that the minutes of the meeting be amended. He's asked the city council to change the Protection and Welfare Committee's minutes to note that he had been excused for his absence. As originally recorded, the minute stated that Zuma had been executed for his absence. I'm David Melendi, AP Network News.
The finest in news and entertainment. You're listening to the Southern Command Network, Panama.
Thank you.